Message number 606. Much of humanity will be cleansed and will then be ready for the long-awaited era of peace. Wednesday, November 7, 2012 at 09:28 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, all the world will feel the changes as every country will experience a stillness and a sense of anticipation, yet many will not understand why this is happening. Life will change, and for those who trust in me, you will have much to look forward to in the future. Think of the world as if it is a living person suffering from a terrible illness. He must suffer, feel pain, and endure the period during which the disease is treated by his doctor. Many people respond to treatment quickly, others more slowly, others not at all. Some patients have hope and accept that their body will have to endure a sometimes painful treatment before he will feel well and healthy again. The world is suffering from an infestation caused by the influence of Satan, where he and his demons coax, tempt, and convince God's children that sin does not exist. They plunge from one crisis of the spirit to the next. How they displease my beloved Father! How much pain they will have to endure before they can live life the way in which the laws of God dictate. Once this illness, however, is treated, and after the pain has gone, much of humanity will be cleansed and will then be ready for the long-awaited era of peace. The era of peace promised to all those who follow God's teachings will await those who have redeemed themselves before my eyes. Each of you will be shown the truth. Then you will be able to distinguish between the ugliness of sin and that of the purity which is required to enter my glorious kingdom. When each person has been shown the truth, none of them will doubt it, but not all will embrace it. It is time for mankind to see what has happened to the world because of greed, selfishness, and a love of self. No regard is paid to the welfare of those who are unfortunate in life. There is little regard for human life anymore. You must drop your arrogance, for if you don't, you will be stripped of all that you possess. The various leaders in different nations will soon join ranks and prepare to destroy Christianity throughout the world. Because of this, the bowls of fire and lightning will be poured out over the world to punish the wicked. You must understand, however, that much of the chastisements planned by my Father have been mitigated because of your prayers. Keep strong. Continue with my crusade prayers and never give up hope. Your Jesus.